All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're looking at something that's pretty important in the world of biopharma. We're talking about single-use systems, SUS. We got some really interesting research from BioPlan Associates. And it's not just about the tech itself. It's about what biopharma professionals are looking for when they're choosing a vendor for SUS. And more importantly, where maybe those vendors are falling short. So it's a good one.
So really, it's a peek behind the curtain of this
Definitely.
Pretty cutting-edge industry.
All right, so let's set the scene. You're a biopharma company. You're racing to produce these life-saving medications. You need equipment that's reliable, efficient,
Of
and
course.
most importantly, that it gets delivered on time. This is where SUS comes in. But according to this report, vendors aren't quite hitting the mark in a few key areas. That's interesting. So what are these single-use systems? I mean, what are we talking about?
So think of it as sterile bags, tubing, filters, all the stuff that you would use in a traditional biopharma manufacturing process. But the key difference here is that it's designed for a single use.
I see.
So you use it once and you toss it.
Oh, interesting.
The benefit here is that it significantly minimizes the risk of contamination. And it really streamlines the manufacturing process because you're not spending time cleaning and sterilizing all this equipment.
So it's about speed and flexibility.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. So that makes sense. One thing that really jumped out at me from this report was this focus on cost.
Oh, absolutely.
Nearly 80% of the people that BioPlan talked to, they said that cost is like the number one factor when they're choosing SUS vendors.
Yeah, it's a big one.
But here's the thing. Only about a third of them are actually satisfied with the pricing they're getting.
That's interesting.
So what's going on there?
Well, you have to keep in mind that SUS can be expensive upfront.
Yeah, I can see that.
But the long-term benefits, they're supposed to outweigh that initial investment. It's possible that there's a perception issue. Maybe the vendors aren't effectively communicating the value proposition.
So it's not just about the sticker price.
It's about the total cost of ownership.
The longer, the big picture. And I think this also ties into another point in the report that I found really interesting.
What's that?
Delivery times. Like 83% of the respondents said that on-time delivery is absolutely critical. But here's the thing again. Only about half of them were actually happy with their vendor's performance in this area.
That's a problem. Because in this industry, speed can literally be life-saving. Any delay can have a ripple effect. From production all the way to clinical trials.
Delays in treatment.
It's all connected.
So what's causing these delays? I mean, what are the factors at play here?
Well, there are definitely some external factors. You know, you've got supply chain disruptions, things like that, which are outside the vendor's control. But there are also internal factors within the vendor companies themselves. It could be production capacity, logistical challenges, things like that.
So it's a multifaceted problem.
It really is. And I think this highlights the need for clear and transparent communication from the vendors.
About lead times and
About
potential
that.
delays.
Exactly.
So if I'm a biopharma company looking at this landscape, trying to choose a SUS vendor, what do I do?
Well, it's not just about looking at the price tag. You have to weigh the potential cost savings against the risk of delays. And you have to consider the vendor's communication and transparency.
Really, the whole package.
Yeah, you're looking for a partner, not just a supplier.
That's a really good point, a partner. So if you were in that position, what would your top priorities be?
That's a tough one.
It's a lot to consider.
It really is. And I think that's something for our listeners to think about too. What are your top
Of
priorities?
your must-haves.
Exactly.
What are your deal breakers?
Yeah, because finding the right SUS vendor, it's a critical decision.
It is, and it's not a decision to be taken lightly.
Absolutely not.
So listeners, we've only scratched the surface here.
Yeah, we have.
If you want to dive deeper into this really complex and rapidly evolving world of single-use systems,
Please do.
check out the full report from BioPlan Associates.
Yeah, it's a great resource.
It's packed with data and analysis
and insights.
and insights.
Definitely.
All right. Until next time.
See ya.
Take care.